Being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries to license.
Mysterious.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said a boom, chicka boom.
Boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious.
All right.
Call me up, Snake. Amen.
Should I set a timer?
You should try to. We should be leery of the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not leery.
I'm very leery of the time.
Aware of it. Now, Larry, you know what I meant. Aware.
Larry.
Larry? I'm going to be Larry.
Hey, Lair.
You used to be a cable guy.
Y'all ever call a guy named Larry Lair?
Lair?
No.
No.
I feel like I've heard that on TV, but I've never got the chance to do that in real life.
Lair.
Lair.
Hi, Lair.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, Amber, Christy's friend who she lived with when we first got together, always called her Chris.
Mm-hmm.
She probably hated that.
No, actually, my whole family calls him Chris.
Yo, Chris. Hey, yo, Chris.
I couldn't do it. It was just too weird.
My whole family calls me that. Like, at family functions, they all call me that. So, but I had an Aunt Chris. Her name was Christine. And I was named after her. So, that's probably where that comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was my great aunt, but yeah.
What's so great about her?
She was my grandmother's sister that made her great.
Wow, just because. Never.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
What are we doing? What's going on, Christine? Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Are we already doing this?
Have you tried laughing into a paper bag?
Not a bad idea.
Give it a shot.
Can't trap the laughter.
Can't trap the laughter.
I used to try, and you said it was like I was talking to bats, because I tried not to be so loud when I laughed, and it was just made it worse, I think. I would get a headache trying to hold my laughter in.
This is a crazy idea, but like, people buy ghosts in jars, right? Could we just bottle, like, Christy's laughter and our fans, people buy that? Can we just con people out of that?
I bet people would. Like, how many reviews was like, that laugh was so delightful. I'd subscribe
just
for
like
that
a
laugh.
Card. Let's make, like, something like a card or a button. Like, some kind of device.
What would be good? The Christy laugh?
Yeah, what would be good?
You should just make a soundboard thing through the little voice meter thing, and then every once in a while when Christy laughs, you can double track her laugh on.
We did.
To make her laugh harder.
Remember we did that in Pamela?
Yeah.
We,
oh, boy.
Yeah. I had a bunch of sound clips of you and Christy. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, boy.
I would always play them talking.
Oh, my God.
Confuse everybody. Oh, man, that was good.
That's pretty funny.
It's contagious.
That's whenever
positivity
we,
pit.
That's whenever we had the Urkel episode.
Oh, oh, those were fun.
It's such a pain to do that. Had it, like, takes work to get to that.
And it, like, screwed up the program. Like, Pamela couldn't handle it.
Screws up every program I mess with. Oh, that was you're right. We were using just Pamela for that. The other way is hard too. It's just hard to get a soundboard on your podcast, kind of.
It's like you can do everything with voice meter the same exact way you did it last time, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people I see that do podcasts and stuff. They have, like, a couple of different, like, one has a, he bought, like, a cheap, like, smartphone, and he puts his soundboards on there and has, like, little buttons, and he has it hooked into a system. so that he can have soundboard, and that's how he does it. Or yeah. use different computers, like have a laptop. Like if I had my laptop hooked up and stuff, but just to, you know, I don't know what it is, just do it on one computer. Why do we have all this technology and we can't do it?
Yeah, right.
I'm confused. It's like having all this technology and not going back to the moon. I don't understand it.
Right? I know.
Going back.
I get it.
How long has it been since we've been to... How long? Oh, there you go. See, Kevin's on it. When's the last time we allegedly went to the moon?
I suck at questions like this.
1960. You mean
we should know when they walked on the moon, dude? Why don't we know this, Kel?
Because it didn't happen. I don't know.
If we're gonna say it didn't happen, though, we need to know when it didn't happen.
Yeah, when did we not walk on the moon?
Guys, I want you to know that when I googled this, I'm googling when did man walk on the moon. I feel like such an idiot. But whenever is July 16th, 1969?
Oh boy.
Okay. So
that's obviously fake. Come on.
Okay. But when I spelled it in Google, I spelled walk, W-A-W-L-K.
Wow. That's like Forrest. That's how Forrest Gump spells walk.
Technically, I googled when did man walk on the moon.
Well, gosh.
That's an idiot, dude.
Okay.
Now, I want you to know, I started to type it in, and let me tell you something. The first thing that pops up is, why did we stop going to the moon? That's like one of the most popular Google searches. And then below
why
that,
we never start?
Was the last moon landing. And then it's, why haven't we gone back to the moon? Conspiracy. So it's all like boom, boom, boom right there. So
yeah. I am 100% convinced we didn't go back to the moon because it wasn't made out of cheese. It was so disappointing that nobody ever wanted to go back.
All right, look. I'm looking at on Wikipedia. And as far as I can see, it's moon missions. But the last one that appears to have had humans, allegedly, was 7 December 1972, Apollo 17. It says it's a man-orbited landed lander rover. Wait, does that mean they walked on it?
I don't know if that means there is man just controlling it. Was Apollo 11 the only one that went? And had people? No. It can't be right.
No, which one's the one with Neil Armstrong and the other guy that punches people if you say nobody went to the moon?
Oh, yeah. Jaw-busting Buzz Aldrin.
There you go, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a manned orbiter. Apollo 10 is a manned orbiter. Wait, what is this? A Russian flag? Wait, there was Russians?
Oh, my gosh.
That... sample
so
return.
July 20th, 1969 was the first manned lunar landing, I believe is the date on that one.
Apollo 11? Okay. First manned landing. Okay, yeah. Okay. I think I was just talking to you about this one, right, Christy?
Probably.
Because I was like, how did they, this is 1969, did they even have color TVs? What's going on here? What was the TV situation?
I don't know if color TVs were in everybody's home in 1969.
But I think
they had them.
But yeah. They broadcast from the moon live. Is that what we're led to believe here?
Yeah. Right.
From the moon. I can't even get cell phone signal in certain parts of Baytown, but they broadcast television in 1969 from the moon. I don't get how it happened. I don't. Did they have Xfinity up there? What?
They shared a video of it to Facebook.
This is Facebook Live.
Yeah.
No, what was it? Periscope? They were Periscoping?
Spacebook.
Spacebook.
Okay, so I looked it up, and apparently color TVs began to transition in 1965. So you're telling me 4 years after color TVs, we went to the moon.
Right. Oh, man.
I don't know. It's kind of a hard sell for me. think of it that way, because you're right. How is it?
But like they were keeping secrets on technology and stuff, because there was all that war at the time. So they didn't. Maybe they had all this technology, and their scientists were like doing super awesome stuff.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
But because we're at war with like Russia and Germany or whatever people, we don't reveal all the technology. And they did the same thing. Well, maybe we all just had rockets and didn't tell nobody for a while.
Our best technology has come from space development, like NASA developing stuff is like where our smartphones came from and touch screens came from and all that stuff. So
I mean, they're making rockets that carried guys to space and rockets that like blew up dudes. Like that's the two things that probably they were most worried about making.
Well,
but yeah, rockets.
Yeah, rockets.
That's why gas is expensive, because they'd be burning that stuff up.
Wait, what?
quote me on that.
They use 87 to power the rockets.
Hey, maybe.
Oh man, I'm pretty sure they run on diesel, Kevin.
The rockets,
red diesel,
red dot diesel. Yep. That way you ain't got to get a license plate on.
Oh no.
Okay, so if. We didn't go to the moon. How far do you think we got? Like, does the International Space Station actually exist in outer space orbiting Earth? Mm. I mean, you have to start thinking that way, because if we didn't go to the moon and we back up a little bit and we think, okay, how far out could we even get?
Well, what's
the space station exist?
The argument is that radiation belt, right?
Right. So is the space station this side of the radiation belt?
I'm
is
pretty
that the
sure,
issue?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's inside the radiation belt, yeah.
So we're in space, but we're not to the moon.
Right.
I don't know. You can find a bunch of videos on YouTube that they're showing people in the space station, and they're like, okay, look at this. This is fake. Oh, look, here's wires. Here's guys flipping on wires like they're in some kind of Hollywood movie or something. There's...
They're just whipping around on wires.
You know, in the movies.
Oh, boy.
Notice how she doesn't have any hair, but there's other people with hair, and they're like, this is obvious hairspray.
Oh, my gosh.
Not lack of gravity that is holding up their hair.
So you think they purposely send bald guys? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. They try to have these women, but they make them use hairspray to make their hair look like they don't have gravity.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, look at the characteristic. They're like, look at this hair. Watch her move. And it does. It doesn't look like gravity's holding up. It looks like they're like Yahoo Serious
so
with their hair sticking out.
This is actual video that they're saying
that
the
they
hair.
Snatched off of the space station feed.
What if she fixed her hair that day and she does have a hairspray so it's not moving?
Oh,
you think of that?
What if they use hairspray so their hair doesn't go all over the place and get in the way when they're trying to work?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they just put it in a pony?
Because her hair's too short for a pony.
Not her, obviously.
Oh.
And why is her hair not sticking straight up?
It is in the back. She probably used hairspray the front down.
What?
Business in the front, party in the back.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, boy. So we think that the International Space Station could be real because it's on this side of the radiation belt, but we haven't actually been able to pass through that to go to the moon, so that's all faked. But NASA's real and space is real, and we can really go there. We just can't go all the way to the moon. Is that the theory that we're trying to portray here? Is that what we're saying? Is that your story and you're sticking to it, Hugh?
I'm one of the member originee things.
A didgeridoo.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm a didgeridoo.
Uh-huh. He's a real life didgeridoo.
That's a didgeridoo.
I was trying to post in the Discord channel that we are live podcast recording at this moment so that people in the Discord server, paranormal official Discord server, would come and listen to the show, which people
interact with us.
Cool.
Which people should do if they're listening to this on a podcast feed.
I just posted on Facebook and shared the link on Facebook. Get some people.
I'm sure that there's somebody out there. Oh, look at that! I'm sure there's somebody out there who has more knowledge. regarding the moon landing conspiracy versus the International Space Station's actual existence. Like, I'm sure there's somebody out there that could help us with that. So we'll have to see if somebody can enlighten us. But yeah, that's my curiosities regarding space.
Where's the... Okay.
Where's what?
To me, it has to do with the Van Allen belt. Like, where is that? Because even people accidentally... And
what is it, the Uncle Allen belt?
Uncle Allen? Who? Uncle Allen's What's up, belt? Who?
The Uncle Allen belt.
Watch out for Uncle Allen's belt.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
What?
I'm going to tell Uncle Allen on you.
Here is a picture of it.
Wait a minute. So if you're directly in the North Pole, which, by the way, the North Pole, when you talk about the jolly old fat man living in the North Pole, there's no land there. It's out in the ocean. So I don't know what his gimmick is.
He's magic.
He lives in space.
You never seen Tim Allen? Uncle Tim Allen, the Santa Claus dude? He's magic.
Is that a cartoon?
So, wait.
No, that movie's a belt.
You ever seen the Santa Claus movie?
I've seen it. Calm down.
Oh, my God.
Look,
that's
like
a classic, right?
You see this?
So on the North Poles and South Poles, the Van Allen belt doesn't affect it.
This is what
we gotta shoot it out the hole at the bottom of the donut.
Put that in the Discord.
Did you just start a donut Earth theory?
Look, all you gotta do, Christy, is copy the. Yeah.
I think there already is a donut Earth theory.
A donut Earth. Oh my God.
Isn't there Hollow Earth? That's what
Hollow Earth.
Just put some icing on it. You got a donut.
Lemon filled Earth theory,
dude.
That'd be so good. That'd be so tasty.
I don't know if this is the best image. It seems pretty simplified. I'll have to see if there's something else.
Hit view image. Yeah. So yeah, do that. You do that.
I'm looking. It seems simplified, but I mean that's the egg. That's what they use for the...
In our Mysterious Spoon Facebook group, there is a whole lot of Asian...
Yeah, I heard you and Jamin got a new product.
Yeah, we went to Japan.
It's kind of his brainchild, I guess. You just did the camera work.
Right, yeah. I'm just behind the lens. That's it. And it's this film he's working on, The Land of the Asian Women. And we did some test shots. 3 days gathering photos and videos in Japan. Man, everything is small in Japan, like all the hotels and everything. Like, they're not made for people of our size. Well, maybe Christy, she's short. But,
oh boy!
But all the Bullet Club guys are pretty big, right?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're right.
Did you meet Kenny Omega while you were in Japan?
No, we. Like I said, Jamin was controlling the whole thing, and we were. I was at his beck and call. So,
oh God, he's like a mini Spielberg, right?
Yeah, he's gonna be bigger, I think.
Yeah,
this Land of the Asian Women is gonna be a runaway smash. So
it sounds like a master. It sounds like a masterful work.
We need to do a Kickstarter or something.
Oh my God.
Because I don't think Jamin has funding to finish the project. Yeah, so
never stopped us.
No, never did.
But. Do the 30-day. we'll just make throw 30 days at it. That'll work.
But you know, travel to Japan and back is not cheap. So, that's one of the issues.
Another, my God, while
Christy is looking for Van Allen belt.
I found a different photograph. I just posted it in the Discord, and it does kind of look like a donut. It's a cutaway, right here would also be the same layers of radiation belts because there's more than one. So literally, according to their theory, only the North and South Pole would prevent you to be able to pass through these radiation belts without being affected. So I'm wondering why they're not sending rockets up from there.
Well,
they might be. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They might start, you know, in one location and wind up making their way to the North or South Pole to be able to enter space. I mean, if that's the possibility, then maybe, you know. Maybe we are out there on the International Space Station.
We're on it?
We as in humans okay. in the space. Yeah.
The world
I don't think
is
I want
spaceship.
To go there. I mean, that's like, the I don't even do well in water. I don't think I want to go into space.
What did you say? The world is a spaceship?
I've heard that before. When people say the Earth is a... Let's see. I'm going to Google. I'm such a freaking idiot, guys. I'm about to Google Earth is a spaceship. Spaceship Earth is a worldview term expressing concern over the use of limited resources. Okay, encouraging everyone.
Okay. One
so
day,
they're saying that's the concept is that Earth we're on Earth in space, so we should take care of it as if it was a ship that we're on. We should conserve the resources and stuff.
Oh boy,
it's not a theory; it's more like a truth. We should take care of the Earth because we're on it.
Do you ever think that maybe? Do you ever think that one day? Kevin, you might have children, and then they might go and look at your search history on your computer and be like,
"Wasn't that a thing like last year that happened?" Where people can like buy your browsing history and stuff.
Oh no!
What are you serious?
They were saying, yeah, they were saying that like earlier this year and stuff. That was a. I'm not in the loop about all that stuff much.
So
that, but
the Earth is a spaceship. The world
no,
is a
it's
vampire.
Just, let me see. It was on Wikipedia.
World is a spaceship.
Encouraging everyone on it to act as a harmonious crew working towards the greater good. The earlier use in a passage, the earliest known use is a passage in Henry George's best-known work, Progress and Poverty, from 1879. It is a well-provisioned ship, this on which we shall sail through space. If the bread and beef above deck seem to grow scarce, we but open a hatch and there is a new supply, of which before we never dreamed. And a very great command over the services of others comes to those who, as the hatches are opened, are permitted to say, "This is mine." Whoa.
That's deep.
And
stuff.
Very, listen to what he's saying there. And very great command over comes to those who, as the hatches are opened, are permitted to say, "This is mine." So he's like, if you suck, then suck it, is what he's saying.
Oh boy.
He's like, if I'm the one that's going to open the hatch and find where the food is and get to the good stuff, then.
I got two words
I'm
for you.
I'm going to. He's talking about like that's some cool stuff right there.
Yeah,
I like that. Good flavor.
Good. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's at Billy.
Oh no.
The world's not a spaceship. It's a vampire.
Oh god.
What?
Nothing, Chris.
Oh, no.
Speaking of vampires, dude. Speaking of vampires, I have this stuff pulled up already.
Yeah.
This guy at work gave me this game called Vampire the Masquerade Redemption. And
ooh, it has two subtitles.
It's an old see, I'm looking at the wrong one too. God. Vampire the Masquerade.
Okay. Christy popped hard on that one.
It's not. It's not. The Masquerade isn't a subtitle. It's Vampire the Masquerade, and the game title is Bloodlines.
I'm sorry. What about Redemption?
Redemption is the one that I. I'm looking at the wrong one. Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead
Vampire Redemption 2.
Red Dead Vampire Masquerade Redemption. I'm down. I'd play that.
Oh boy.
It's like supposed to be some awesome game, but on the bottom of the disc it says Windows 95.
Wait, you have a disc?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. A floppy disc.
And I put it into my computer and there's like no way. I've been like looking at all this stuff of like how I could get it to run on my Windows 10, but I can't get it to work. But it looks really neat and it's supposed to be like a really in-depth like vampire game. It goes into like vampire lore really deep and stuff. So I was excited to play it. And if I can get it working, then I'm going to try to do like a Let's Play.
You can get it on Steam for $5.99.
Really?
They got Vampire the Masquerade Redemption. They got Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
Does it work?
What do you mean? Does
what's
it work?
The,
I don't know,
what's the running? Let's look it up.
I'm looking at Steam right now.
I know. I need to see it. But like the what do they call that? The how good your computer has to be. What do they call that? What's the word, Kel?
Bro, it's from 2000. I'm sure you can run
system
it.
Requirements?
Yeah, that's the word I was thinking of.
I think your computer will run this.
But that's the thing is because there's your even processor, tutorials online.
Your processor only needs 256 megabyte of RAM.
There's videos online of people not being able to get the Steam version working either.
Multiplayer is no longer supported. But there's a newer version, I guess, because it's more expensive. It's called...
My computer hates this game. As soon as I went to it, it's like started bogging down my computer.
Oh, no.
So you said it's heavy in the lore and...
It's supposed to be a really good game. The guy's all pumped about it, and it's like a Dungeons & Dragons kind of influenced game, but you're a vampire instead. You gotta, like, drink people's blood, and you get, like, vampire powers, and, like, it looks pretty cool on Steam, all the stuff on the screen, at least.
Well, there's a version that's Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines. It looks like it's more in a modern setting.
Mm-hmm.
For 2004.
See, the operating system says minimum. So there's XP Vista 7 or 8. So I have 10.
Your computer's better than that.
Let's see what the reviews say.
It's Halloween time. We need to find out what people's favorite Halloween time games are.
Right. And let's see.
I have my favorite Halloween time games.
Oh, no. I don't even know, Chrissy, if I want to hear what. Tell me what.
I like when they have the Halloween thing on Overwatch. That'll be fun. When they have a special event, Halloween event, that's my favorite Halloween game, probably.
The Halloween Terror on Overwatch.
No. It's not terrible. It's nice.
No, it's called Halloween Terror. What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you were saying it was terrible. I like it.
Then ESO has Witches Festival.
Yes, I can't wait for that. Those are going to be my favorite Halloween games right there.
Okay. No, it's not. Those are Halloween events. They're not Halloween games.
Are we thinking Junkenstein's Revenge this year, or are they going to do something?
I don't know. I did Lucio Ball again, so.
They might bring it back.
I would like if they had Junkenstein's Revenge and something new.
Oh, that would just be spooky.
Yeah. They could. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't bring Junkenstein's Revenge back, even if they had a new event. That was a new Halloween kind of arcade special thing.
That would be good.
I notice on my Steam, like, a lot of the what they're advertising on the front page is all horror stuff already.
That's horrible.
They're getting ready for Halloween. Mm. Dead by Daylight's a good one.
Says you.
You can suck your teeth all you want, bro.
I didn't suck my teeth.
Dude,
I said, says you.
She
kind of
did. She did.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, no, because that's scary, and I want to have fun. And Kevin scared the crap out of me when I saw y'all playing it. I could hear Kevin scream.
I get scared.
It is fun, though.
That's why I don't want to play it. If you're
I get scared, but I get away. I get away, no. too.
Yeah. I would die. I would die every time. So it would just
die until you start learning how to get away.
Yeah.
His fear drives his success.
You got to get your pip up. That's all there is to it, Christy.
Yeah, pip? It's all about pip.
What's your pip?
I don't know. It's like
big pip.
He just told me about that. Cheese.
It's a mystery thing.
I don't know.
It's your rank. It's how you get your rank up.
Okay.
And then, but it's like you gotta be really good in one game to get these points, and they go away really easily. If you do bad, you suck.
Yeah.
It's just like League of Legends. It's like a way of them dividing up who's good and who's not.
Oh, no.
You gotta keep your score up or something?
Yeah, you keep your score up for the season.
League of Legends
like
does
on,
that?
It's just like ranked on Overwatch.
Yeah.
Overwatch.
Yeah, the competitive, yeah.
I'm like bronze.
But you don't have to play it competitively, you know. You don't have to do that stuff. You can always just play because it's scary and fun,
right.
No matter what.
Right.
So you put those two things together as if they exist in the same sentence for me.
It's exciting.
It's not so fun for me. It's scary.
It's like
me.
Cat it's and mouse.
Exciting games I have. For sure.
Let me tell you something that scares me.
What were you playing the other day?
It was Overwatch. And I was so scared because we were playing the deathmatch. Oh my gosh, they were chasing me down. I was freaking out. Oh, and then Haley put us in that Torbjorn. That's the thing that was making me scream. The Torbjorn and Reinhardt. Oh my gosh. I was scared. Like, my heart rate was up. My blood pressure was up. It is not a good plan. I did not want my blood pressure to go up when I'm playing a video game.
Well, that's
No, I hate that feeling. And that's probably why you like horror stuff. See, no. No, you don't understand. That doesn't make me feel happy. That makes me scared. I don't like that.
Man, I think I'm going to buy this vampire game.
Yeah. So if listeners have good horror games that they suggest we check out for the season.
Let's say Halloween.
Let us know.
It doesn't have to be horror.
Okay. Your Halloween, what you want to play during the Halloween season.
There
which is from mid-August to Christmas. Nah, it stops November 1st. November 1st is such a depressing date. It's like one of the most depressing days ever to me. I'm always so bummed out.
Why is November 1st a sad day?
Because
Halloween's over. Oh, like all the fun. You have to understand, Halloween isn't just October 31st. I ramp up for that day. Like, I'm already... The minute I see them Halloween pumpkin and ghost chimeras outside of HEB, which is like, you know.
Isn't that your birthday kill?
Yeah. Wait, what? Then the November 1st? Yeah.
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 It's the saddest day of the year.
Well, see, he gets. So you know. See, I wish my birthday was on November 1st, then that, at least that way
I
wouldn't.
I'm all upset because I lived another year.
See, you get to have like a cool kind of party for your pre-birthday thing. You know what I'm saying?
Look, he's making you have Halloween. Did you grow up having to have Halloween parties because of your birthday?
Yeah, like almost every year my birthday was a Halloween party for a while. But then I decided we used to just go to Mount Charleston after that. I didn't even have a party. Like, I would just have my parents take me to Mount Charleston. And
we're going to the mountain.
I go roll around in the snow.
Oh, no.
Like
see?
A dog.
Even really think Halloween's over.
Stupid dog.
Well, they live further north.
Snow. In Palma. Anyway. So, yeah, let us know your favorite this season of time games. And you can tell us in Discord or, what? I guess, Facebook if you want.
Oh, my gosh. Facebook is a great place.
People got to get on board with Discord. Facebook is, you know, it's
so good. You can be entertained by Jamin.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so did you find what you were? Oh, you did already did your Van Allen belt thing.
Yes.
Did you see that? What?
I was going to say that because you're talking about Halloween and stuff in October. Like, in October, there's like 5 Juggalo concerts at Scout Bar.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of Juggalo shows coming to Scout Bar. There's like, and like, they're not all really straight up Juggalo bands, but they like, a lot of Juggalos are fans of the bands. But like, so you got Twisted coming, right? You got Twisted Blaze, Your Dead Homie coming. Then you got Mushroom Head coming. You got Bone Thugs and Harmony, who have formed at the Gathering of the Juggalos probably multiple times.
Yeah.
You got, who else was coming? Mushroom Head was coming. Head PE and Dope are coming. It's like, maybe just Scout Bar is just a Juggalo venue.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Are they going to have Boondocks?
I don't think Boondocks will be with them this time.
You're like, no, please no.
Yeah. I'd like to see it once.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to the show if Boondocks was there to see Kevin's reaction.
It's like, right. I'm making the face right now that I would be making if I saw him.
Take a picture of yourself.
It's like a grimace. It's a grimace.
I bet it's the same face that Shaggy had while we were watching Sir No Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like not believing that stuff.
Oh man.
He was like, ah.
He was squirming in his seat, like just itching to be like, just to scream out at these people. I think it was quite entertaining. I heard another podcast talking about they were going to, well, we're going to do this. We're probably going to go see the Sir No Face this weekend. I'm like screaming through my smartphone speakers. Like, no, don't waste your money. Anyway.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Did you see about this girl that found a giant broadsword in the lake that is the legend of King Arthur?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a real thing. This is on USA Today. Let's see. I don't know what this means. I think it's supposed to be like night talk or whatever. It's hard to understand.
It is.
Okay. What's it say then? Perchance might me regale thee, dear reader, with a tale of both innocence and valor.
There you go.
So they were in Cornwall, England. And the fabled waters of... yeah, exactly. That's just... yeah. Of Dosmary Pool. 'Twas there, legend has it, a dying King Arthur left his famed sword Excalibur. So these people were just like chilling by the lake, and a 7-year-old girl called to her dad, and he was like, hey, don't be silly, that's not a sword, that's just probably a bit of fencing. But then when he looked down, he realized it was a sword, and they pulled this thing out, and there's a picture of her holding it, man. It's like a... Yeah.
It's 4 feet long.
The sword's like taller than the girl. Look at it.
They're the exact same height. She's 4 feet tall and the sword's 4 feet tall.
I guess it's aimed towards the camera more, but yeah, yeah. Dude. They found this giant sword, so I guess...
Does it have magical properties?
So far, they haven't said anything about magical properties, but I thought King Arthur had to pull it out of like a stone.
Let's get it for the oddities collection. The collection of oddities, dude.
How much you want for that sword?
I think he like threw the sword in the lake, though, like to the Lady of the Lake, so she would bless him with some supreme power or something.
I thought she'd give him the sword.
Or yeah, something like that.
Well, see, wait a minute. So
I'm trying to remember the lore I know about from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I know there was like a movie.
That's probably the most accurate one.
And it was a cartoon. And he pulled it from the sword. It was the movie was called like The Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, Sword in the Stone.
It says on the Wikipedia on Lady of the Lake that she gave Arthur Excalibur. She enchanted Merlin and raised Lancelot from the dead.
So what was the whole Sword in the Stone gimmick? What was that? Was that
Sword in the Stone?
That was a different sword.
Is that a different kayfabe?
Yeah, that was the dark, evil demon sword. Little did they know. Come on, legend. A weapon in Arthurian legend, which is only the rightful king of Britain can pull from the stone. Sometimes associated with Excalibur.
It was a different Excalibur. Sword.
A medieval sword blade of Galgano Guidotti.
Hey, Guido.
Embedded in rock at the... Medieval sword embedded in rock at the Montecipi Chapel in the Abbey of San Gargano in Italy.
This thing's like a real thing. I see it.
Sword in the Stone is a novel written in 1938.
So is this picture of the thing? Is this kayfabe or what? Is this like the RoboCop statue in Detroit?
Oh no!
People in the future are gonna think that was really a RoboCop.
Excalibur, dude.
Huh?
You think this old junker in this picture is Excalibur?
That the girl has? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I feel like Excalibur is like supposed to be way bigger than that.
It would be like amazing, right?
First of all, this sword was like right up against the water where a little 7-year-old girl could find it and nobody has seen it.
It was on the bottom of the lake.
Well, come on.
The lake was probably clear that day. The sun was bright. It says right here. The sun was shining. They painted the picture to let you know that maybe this is not something that you would see every day, but the girl spotted it. Like, the dad just dismissed it.
It was, like, not in the deep part of the lake. It was just the little girl was in the water and she...
It says in the bottom of the lake. It doesn't say what part. I don't know if they were in a boat or if they were just on the shore. But it does say here in the lore that Excalibur was received by Arthur from the Lady of the Lake. But it also goes on to say that one of his knights... Serbedivir casts it back into the water
right
at the lake after his mortal wound during war. So
in hopes that the one true king of England would return one day. No.
That sounds like from a cartoon.
Kel, do your British accent.
What's that?
Oh God.
Do the other one.
What
shit, you go.
Oh yeah. The Rollers like this. So I heard a story about that.
I can't do mine.
Yeah.
We're trying to faithfully recreate last week's episode. Oh wait, this week's episode.
Oh, you know what happened last week too? We joined the Illuminati, dude.
Oh my God! Oh,
yeah.
So why?
Not all of us. Some of us want to be safe.
They've been blowing up that inbox,
dude. You've been getting emails too, huh?
They're like, you can stay part of our club with just one contribution of your soul.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my God.
No.
They want us to confirm our identities.
Yeah.
And
your existence?
We're like already on the mailing list, but they want us to like register our account with their website.
Photocopy your social security card and send it to us in an attachment.
And then they have these necklaces. Yeah. No, it's not like that. They have these necklaces that they sell that are like these little. Have you seen this, Kel?
No. How much are they?
They're like,
oh my
not that
God.
Much.
Sign me up.
He's in. He's like, tracker,
books.
I'm in.
They sell books and posters and necklaces.
They give you the necklace as a placeholder for your soul.
Wait, I thought they didn't want your money. Why aren't they just giving them to you free for your membership?
They don't want our money. They need it.
Oh.
Check out.
They were being truthful.
Yeah.
$22 for the necklace.
Oh, that's not that bad, actually.
You want to get matching?
I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, I want to see what it necklace. What's this gimmick look like? Put it in Discord.
Yeah, post it. I want to see.
It's just a red triangle, huh?
That's it? Serious? Boring.
For $21.
They're pretty cool. You can get. They
oh,
can
that
be
is cool.
Oh, that is. Yeah,
they can be gold or black or silver.
It's a talisman. It's not a necklace.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I wonder if it would be haunted.
Oh, what? Haunted? The Illuminati's not haunted, is,
not
are they?
Haunted, it's just...
No, like, I wonder if you could put a spirit on it. You know how you always want to put spirits on everything?
You
I
can,
wonder if it could
you
be.
Can put a...
I wonder if you could get one and attach a spirit to it, like y'all already talked about.
You
could
put a spirit on a pound puppy, dude. What are you talking about? Of course you can put it on this thing.
Well, wouldn't that be really scary to have a haunted Illuminati talisman? I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Kind of creepy anyway. Then you put some sort of spirit
on it. Listen to the email. It says, the gold talisman is now available to citizens worldwide, and you may request yours at any time. It's like making it sound like...
Like you just get it for your membership?
Just now, you can finally... This talisman is available to the public, like as if it's been protected for centuries.
it's like them infomercials.
It's very infomercially, dude. Okay.
So do you think that
Department of Distribution? I got an email from their Department of Distribution.
What is this website you join the Illuminati on? Refresh our since we have a lost episode from last week.
What was it? Kill Illuminati official,
something like that. IlluminatiOfficial.com. See here.
Illuminati.am. Yeah.
IlluminatiOfficial.org/verified. Oh, that's to verify my email.
Yeah, Illuminati dot am, because I clicked a link with the necklace and it says join the Illuminati on there.
Yeah, it's IlluminatiOfficial.org.
Okay. Oh boy. Well, we
just
can't
join
all.
Hugh.
We can't all join it. We have to have. Those,
somebody on the outside.
Right, exactly. We have to be able to, like...
To save us if we get in too deep?
To tell your tale.
If you're not going to be able to save us if I'm in the Illuminati, dude?
No, you'll have to save
tie a rope
us.
To me.
Tie a rope.
Yeah.
If I tug on it twice, just...
Like if World War III...
Let's do an experiment. Kel, you join the Illuminati, and I'll join the Church of Scientology.
Oh, no.
And we'll see... Who stops hanging out with everybody first?
You're going to start hanging out with Tom Cruise. Of course you're going to stop hanging out with us.
Oh, boy.
Let's go. It sounds fun. If Tom Cruise is there, it's got to be cool, dude.
Oh my gosh. So is this the new 30 days of Illuminati?
It sounds like risky business.
If I did a 30-day Scientology challenge, guys, it would be dangerous.
Oh, no.
Not
I agree.
Stop. Stop, Christy. Stop with the 30
do
days.
It.
No more 30
no.
days.
Do it. No way.
I can't.
They would kill me.
I can't commit to anything for 30 days.
So we do like that. What about like a week? Start doing weekly challenges.
Yeah. That's more in my up my alley.
Yeah. Because then how long the StarCraft challenge lasted?
Yeah.
What happened?
The StarCraft challenge.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Oh, no.
It was a waste of time. I was doing something about time management, and I was, like, wasting obscene amounts of time doing it.
Trying to do it. Yeah. I'm going to manage my time better, and then I'm just... spend so much time trying to do the thing to manage the time that you didn't have any time.
I realized how ridiculous it was, and I just refused to waste one more minute on it, even explaining that I wasn't doing it.
There's a game that's kind of cool. Speaking about the games again, is Secret World Legends. There's a game called Secret World. It's kind of I don't know, man. I downloaded it. It sounded really good. I thought it was going to be pretty much like ESO, but the gameplay is a little bit clunky.
I'm a little bit clunky. I get it.
I'm a little bit rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Free to play.
I'm a little bit ESO.
There you go.
It's an MMO.
Yeah, it's an MMO type deal.
You fight like monsters.
It's got Illuminati in it. Like you
really?
Can pick. You can pick through three different classes, and one of them's Illuminati.
Illuminati, the
so,
Clintons.
I mean, you should get the game for free if you're in the Illuminati.
You're right. I should get this talisman for free, but...
You're right.
Yeah. They said they didn't want no money. That's what I was going to say. It's like, back at the... They're like... softening you up at the beginning. Like, the first three emails are like inspirational messages. Yeah. And they're like, join our community. So that's the one where they're like, register with us. Tell us more about of your information. Okay, and then I get one. I don't do anything. I get one called "Satan and God" is the title of this email, and it like gets heavy. And they start talking about like, so they're like hitting you harder. They're trying to get people's money, dude. And then they show gold, and the next email is called gold, and it's this necklace, and it's like all pretty and stuff. And it's official because it's coming from the Department of Distribution. They the way that the email is framed is like it's coming from there. It's just weird. It's like maybe it's not that mind blowing, but it's just funny how pyramid scheme and like stuff like that works.
So I'm curious. I'm very curious to know: did the myth of the Illuminati create this actual resource that they're trying to sell people, or? Is it like, oh, so many people know about it? I mean, do you think somebody just bought Illuminati official and making money, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I'm going back to their website now to see what all they do sell.
Yep. Well, they have all these little quotes that these people put with their pictures about the Illuminati.
Well, they'd be saying good stuff. Like I said last time, they say good things.
They make
YouTube videos.
So are you saying, Chrissy, that this might not be the actual Illuminati?
See, that's what I'm asking. I'm saying, did the Illuminati say, oh, we should totally come out to the public,
Christy,
and invite everybody in? Or do you think somebody's like, oh, look, if we have the Illuminati.org, we can make some money off
of it? No, Christy, let me ease your mind. It's not Illuminati.org. It's IlluminatiOfficial.org.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's official.
It's official. I mean, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. This is the Illuminati.
Real gold plating on
the. They have a book. They have two books, three books. Discover the meaning behind each part of the Illuminati symbol.
So basically, by joining the Illuminati,
I can just read this.
You guys have been Illuminati in less than a week, okay? And so far, all you've gotten is just a bunch of emails. Is that what I'm... So nobody's come and, like, come to your house in the middle of the night?
Nothing like that.
And, like, you're one of us now, immense power, and all this kind of nothing like that.
I did get a phone call earlier.
Oh.
I said hello.
Did they not say anything back?
That happened right before showtime. They didn't say anything, but I could hear myself. I said hello, and then I heard myself say hello, and then they hung up.
See, but I have that happen all the time. Unless, no.
Are they watching you?
I don't know. Somebody is. Somebody is.
We're not paranoid. No. Okay.
Do your thing, Chrissy, your gimmick. I'm not crazy. Are you crazy? Or?
$10.
Are you going to do it or no?
Well, he's talking. What are you saying about $10?
Right, never mind.
Sorry. No, she can do it. I was just saying, the book is $10. I looked at their website. They just sell these books, and the books look like they're pretty damn small. This one looks like it's all right. But $10 books, and then the $22 necklaces. And then they spit a bunch of, like, motivational stuff and just sell those things. It's probably a good business.
This picture, the lady has on earrings.
Illuminati earrings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you think she just took the necklace and put it on her ears?
I don't know. Maybe. Do they have earrings?
Dude, this looks like normal people. I thought Illuminati was supposed to be like rich people and powerful. These look just like schlubs like us. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Hey, I like Colin H. I like what he says. He says, I stand with the Illuminati now. Since then, I haven't feared going into college, and I've even spread the message to friends from all walks of life. It's good to know someone is watching humanity with the best of intentions. Hmm.
They make it sound not scary. Everybody talks about the Illuminati like it's scary. They make it sound like a...
like anybody can sign up, and you just get a cool list.
Right, and like you just have a bunch of friends who are going to like, hey, college guy, and they're like, hey, don't be picking on my pal. And then, you know what I mean? That's kind of what it makes it sound like.
Oh, somebody says they can't hear us. Can you see that? Look at the chat suites.
They can't hear us?
That's what they said. They can't hear anyone.
What chat are you looking at?
The one where we've been posting everything?
Oh.
See it?
Yeah. I wonder if they're in the Mysterious... They're not even in the Mysterious Boom Voice channel. Nobody's been in there.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hey.
Is it open?
Yeah, they should be able to go to it.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Sometimes people don't know how this works.
We're still going for a little while, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to step away real quick.
Okay.
All right.
In that case, later.
He's a mess.
Okay. So, oh no, he went to the general channel. So Illuminati, Kel, have you felt any difference since joining the Illuminati? Huh? Did Kel? Oh my God!
Did we lose Kevin and Kel?
That we lost them. They joined the Illuminati less than a week ago, and now they've disappeared.
They're gone. They disappeared. I'm scared.
We didn't join, so we're still going.
Well, because we were trying to stay grounded in case something happened, we could rein them back in. But now they're gone.
Yeah.
What if we were left behind? I'm scared. There's a lot of information, though, on here.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, I mean, I'm sure that, oh, wow. They have a lot of archives and things that you can go back and look at. Look, they even have an Illuminati members portal. So I guess if you're a member, that you get to have your own little homepage and all that good stuff.
You think?
I guess we can't see that because we're not members. I'm saying, yeah.
If they ever get, come like, back.
Yeah. So, I'm scared. It's a nice looking website, though. I mean.
But you don't want to join, though.
No! I don't want to join. We have to be here to save Kevin and Kel. What's up with that?
Well, I'm all in.
Oh my God, Kel's. He's I'm back.
Oh, Kel's back. So
we got scared for a minute. There's a part on the website that's members portal, but we can't go inside.
All right. I'm there. I'm already there.
See? He's all in.
Wait. Okay, wait. Hold on a second. Is this a members portal or it's like, or I sign into a website, or does it form an actual portal like in your house?
Oh my God.
And you get transferred to like Illuminati HQ.
Where is that even at? Does anybody know where the Illuminati is based? Is that part of the mystery?
Let's see. It says contact us. I wonder if there's an email or like a
or an address.
Google Maps. Find us here. No.
Oh boy. If you contact them, it's probably just email. Yep. So I wonder if I used Google. Let me see how smart Google is. I'm going to ask them, where is the Illuminati?
Do you think they had anything to do with...
Look, somebody else has already asked this question. I'm not the only person.
I'm not even seeing where I can sign in as a member.
Yeah, Christy, you know more than he does.
I just saw in there, there's a member portal. I'm not part, I can't do it. It wants me to join, so.
Join up.
No, I don't, we have to be here to ground
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we.
Okay, so if you go into the Illuminatium, at the bottom, it shows you Illuminati Members Portal, a preview. And you can click there to read more about it. It's in the archives. Okay.
Read all about it. Illuminati. World takeover.
Oh, boy.
Come get you guys.
They're here to watch out for us and in, to light our way. This is what these people are saying on their cover. They're excited because they feel like they have somebody watching out for them.
Yeah.
And making sure that things are going now. I don't know if you join the Illuminati, if all of a sudden good things start happening in your life, does that mean they're kind of controlling your life from behind the scenes because you're now a member, you're like part of their club, so like we're going to make sure things go good for you? Is that what these people are alluding to? I don't know.
Their little emblem is pretty cool. I have to say that it's pretty cool. Yeah.
The emblem is cool.
It's not square, that's for sure.
Hey.
Yeah, that's true.
The Illuminati's not for squares. Squares need not apply. I imagine that's how cigarettes would say it.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes the clown. Mm-hmm. He's around. This person says, since the day I discovered I wasn't alone in my endeavor, I've been positively enlightened. I'm here for a reason. So the Illuminati gave this person the reason for being here on Earth.
We'll see. I don't. Maybe it takes more than a week to get this to work. Because as of now, Kevin and Caleb have only just gotten emails.
I've just skimmed the surface.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
The beginning.
You got to ease into it. It's like a hot bubble bath. You just gotta. You don't just jump right in. You gotta, you know, put your feet in. Splash a little bit of water on your knees, then slowly
it's like a big bucket of soup.
Sink down into it. Amethyst. These people don't have regular names. Of course, Kel's not a regular name either. So,
Kel is a total regular name.
Bro, come on.
Yep, that's a biblical name.
It is?
The book of Kel.
Oh my gosh.
That's not a weird name.
I didn't say it was weird. I said it wasn't. It's not like a common name.
You don't think my name's cool? Just say it, dude.
I think your name is cool. I used to call Kelton Kale.
I think my name is Kale.
Kale? Like the green vegetable?
So I tell everybody, he says, oh, your name's Kale? I'm like, no, it's Kel, but this is Texas, so everybody says Kale.
I worked with a guy named Kale.
Kale.
It was like K-A-L-E.
Oh, boy.
He was a chill bro.
Oh, funny.
Brody can hear clearly now that the rain is gone. Good. Very cool. What do you want to hear about Brody? Brody?
That's a song.
That's my buddy OT.
We know that's a song. Come on.
Oh, here you go.
Bro OT? Is that what it is?
Bro T, yeah.
Bro T? Got it.
He's gonna listen in.
Yeah.
Yee.
Is this the one that's a bird?
Oh, gosh. Cat. Why? Sorry.
Did you know? Did you know that? Did you know that, bro? Bro, with a T at the end. Bro T. Did you know that your friend Kale's in the Illuminati now?
Yeah. OT, I joined the Illuminati, bro.
It's official.
It's over. I mean, it's just the beginning.
Oh my god.
Your role in the Illuminati has yet.
Oh boy. Wow.
That's what the email said. This is like that. I feel like they're gonna get like more personal. They're gonna be like, Kevin.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, Kevin, we're at your job.
Yeah. We're sending a package to your address at blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, I now. Never gave you my address. Yeah. I know. See, that stuff freaks me out. No.
We know where your parents live.
Oh no.
Oh boy. No, I don't know.
I wonder if I could Google your address.
Yeah, try that.
I don't know, you can try. Put it in the Discord.
Don't put the address in the Discord. See if you can find your friend's address. I'm interested.
Oh god, all your websites popped up.
You've got some.
That's exactly what popped up. Like everything, every website you ever made.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Haunted lichen necklace GoFundMe.
Yep.
We already got that.
You need to close your
GoFundMe. We already got that.
Hey, Kel, although, this is the Illuminati. We noticed that you were on AsianWomen.com instead of Illuminati.org.
Oh, no.
What? No.
This song's a killer. The Strange Tale of Gloomy Sunday.
Oh, I was looking at that.
How many donations do you have for your necklace?
Are you kidding me right now? We moved on.
You have some donations. I was just curious.
No, we don't.
Oh, I thought it was so green. That meant yes.
No. Anyway.
Well, I don't know how to work GoFundMe.
Christy,
pardon
do
me.
You know about the song is killer, The Strange Tale of Gloomy Sunday? Do you even know about this?
What? Okay, tell me what you're talking about. I'm off.
In Vienna, a teenage girl drowned herself while clutching a piece of sheet music. In Budapest, a shopkeeper killed himself and left a note that quoted the lyrics from the same song. In London, a woman who overdosed while listening to a record of the song over and over.
So it's the saddest song in the world? What's going on?
This piece of music that contains all these deaths is a notorious Gloomy Sunday, nicknamed Hungarian Suicide Song. It's been linked to over 100 suicides, including the one of the man who composed it.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah. It's from 1933. And it was Hungarian. And somehow it's called Gloomy Sunday.
Is it?
Billie Holiday did this song. In 1941, Billie Holiday recorded the definitive version of Gloomy Sunday. Having the hard living lady day associated with the song certainly upped the tragedy ante. Oh boy, I'm done. Bye.
So, what word are you trying to say? I'm confused.
No ante. More words. Ante.
Okay.
So, the song is. That song.
I don't know. Listen to it now. I'm scared. It's sad.
Despite conflict and reports, the song was never officially banned in the U.S., though it was in England. In the early 1940s, the BBC deemed the song too upsetting for the public, then later said that only instrumental versions could be played on the radio. Sounds like it needs to be a Bracer cover.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a good idea. I was going to...
Oh my gosh.
Let's see, where's it at? Where's the actual song at? Everything on this website is big too.
There's a YouTube video from the Billie Holiday version.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
And
is that it?
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Creeping me out.
Shadow. I live with the numberless little way.
well.
It sounds like
BRB, killing myself.
It sounds like you know that whenever they lower that microphone into that Siberian hole and they captured the sounds of hell. That's what it sounds like.
It already has that effect on the actual song, and then it doesn't help. I, like, played it through the microphone, pointed at my headset.
Okay, here's. You want me to pop off some of these lyrics here, Chrissy?
Yeah.
All right.
The lyrics says, Sunday is gloomy. My hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you, not where the black coach of sorrow has taken you. Angels have no thoughts of ever returning you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Ooh.
It's creepy.
That sounds like some dang old Hugh Green lyrics there.
Yeah, that sounds pretty creepy.
I like it.
I knew you would. It's right up your alley. It's in your wheelhouse.
Gloomy as Sundays with shadows I spend it all. My heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there will be candles and prayers that are said, I know. Let them not weep. Let them know that I'm glad to go. That is very kind of a, like a, you know.
Take me away, devil.
And remember that while Kevin was playing, the way it sounded, you know, it doesn't sound very happy, so. Is it paranormal? Are there demons attached to this song?
Maybe.
It's haunting. It's a haunting song. Oh, Christy, I don't know.
What was I going to say? There was another song I heard of that was like that. That like, I'm trying to think what it was.
What?
I just know what's coming. I just know what's coming.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Chrissy.
It's all the rare conditions. This day and age.
Oh no.
Sorry, I had to get the choo-choo.
Yeah, that's the most important part. Out. Hold on, let me do this.
That wiped all my depression away.
That makes it happier.
Here we go, folks. Y'all won't be able to hear this, but the people at home will. There we go.
Play it for them.
Saddest song in the world. No, happiest song ever. Try to be in a bad mood during this song. You can't. Can you, Christy?
No, yeah.
A magic clue inside these gentle walls. It's a paranormal song. Relevant. Christy. Okay, what do we got here?
The bits and pieces of human beings inside these warm walls.
Christy, our Bro-T wants to know if we've ever... But Bro-T's doing it right. He's in Discord, in the voice chat, in the Mysterious Boom voice channel.
Yes.
So that's how you interact. He wants to know if we've ever heard the story of the boy who cried wolf.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
I don't know where this is going. I'm scared.
I
you don't know the story of the boy who cried wolf?
It's a yes or no.
Like the fairy tale type, nursery rhyme type story. Is that right. What you're talking about?
That's what he's talking about, yeah.
Okay, I know that.
Till then.
I never saw that movie, but I saw The Wolf of Wall Street. I heard that was the sequel.
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street's a cartoon.
Oh, boy.
I get the gimmick now.
You get he gets the gimmick. Kevin gets the gimmick.
Is it a wrestling reference?
No, I just asked because I don't like cartoons, so I just started asking if every movie is a cartoon. Quaaludes? I don't know. What is that?
Boy.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Quaaludes, is that a cartoon?
Oh, yeah, there you go. It sounds like one of them 80s ones. All right. You know what people need? You know what people really need to do? Besides come to Discord, besides get into the text channel that says hashtag voice, besides get into the voice channel that says Mysterious Boom, they need to go to mysteriousboom.com and get in touch with all things Mysterious Boom. That's what needs to happen.
Touch us.
And they need to go on their iTunes and they need to leave a review after they subscribe to the podcast, as well as Stitcher and Google Play and all those things as well.
Yeet.
So go do that and keep in touch with all things Mysterious Boom. We're going to end this episode right now. And then we will see y'all on the next episode of Mysterious Boom.